From what I gathered, it's an episode dedicated to reclaimed buildings, right? More or less.
I think that's right. I think it's about revisiting the past and making use of something that had at one point been discarded, but then repurposing, finding a new use for it.
Initially, you set out to Mount Morris?
Yeah, well, I talked to an urban planner by the name of Ashley Sarver, and she gave us a tour of an area. I don't know if you're familiar with Mount Morris at all, but it is an area that at one point was very lively and very vibrant. There's still a lot going on there, but maybe not quite as much as in the past. But there's an effort underway to bring something new to Mount Morris and see what can be done, taking a look at what's already there and what could be, what could be done with it.
I'm Ashley Sarver. I'm an urban planner and in Rockford at Studio GWA. Our first step, I came here with Gary, who I work with. We got a tour of almost every single building in this downtown from the city staff and just like local volunteers.
Wow.
So we came through, we looked at everything. Looked at a lot of historic photos.
So I'm guessing then that like whatever you discovered sort of informs your approach, and there's not some sort of cookie cutter thing that an urban planner would do to any city.
Yeah, I mean, historic renovations are inherently not cookie cutter. Uh-huh. They're always like a puzzle, and then there's always a surprise. So,
if we wanted to, I used the word reclaim before. Is that the right word, or reuse a building?
Yeah, I think there's kind of like 2 degrees of looking at it. There's preservation.
Okay.
And so there's like kind of maintaining intact what it was or restoring it to how it originally was.
Yeah.
What our firm does a lot is historic renovations. So it's trying to maintain those cool historic features, the pieces that are really important to the history of the building, but modernizing it so that it can be something else. So a lot of times what we'll see, like, obviously, a lot of this used to be classrooms for the college, but like I said, could it be residential apartments? That's a pretty easy conversion to be able to do.
Right. Just sort of like kind of push the story forward. What is, like, do you guys have an end vision for what you're doing here or for the community itself?
Yeah, so I mean, what we've developed with the village here is this kind of physical representation, this drawing of, you know, this entire block of buildings and what they would look like if we restored those features to like their historic storefronts. So we did that by piecing together lots of historic photos side by side of all the buildings and then looked at what's currently there and then came up with a plan for how to, you know, bring it back to maybe its more historic features.
Perfect. I mean, so the idea then is to, and once you guys get it back to looking like that or sort of having more of that vibe, that'll attract more businesses. And
so part of it's physical. If you make it more attractive, people will come, sort of thing.
Right.
But it really is to fill it up with more people downtown. So in retail, they consider it, you know, the more rooftops you have, then you can kind of guarantee your business. Similar concept for downtown is that if we have rooftops, i.e. if we had a bunch of apartments in these buildings, you know, that means more people on the street. That means more people going into cafes and restaurants and bars, and that kind of guarantees people will come to the business. So they kind of go hand in hand.
Right.
But often it's having people move into the space first. So that's why it's really important to see these second floors, you know, convert into something that could maybe house more people.